The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
My name is Nia, and welcome to Sound On, a platform for independent artists to share their stories their way. They'll be dropping some gems, sharing some secrets, as well as debuting some music on the radio for the very first time. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the very, 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 very first installment of this radio podcast, and I am so excited. I'm excited to hear stories, new music, and just for what's in store. And I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to WJMS Radio Reimagined.
Thank you so much for being my first interviewee. I'm so excited.
Am I really?
Yes, you're the first. That's why I couldn't get the audience. Okay. Hello, Steffi.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself to all the listeners out there? Tell us who you are, where you're from, where you call home. Tell us about yourself.
All right. My name is Steffi. That's my artist name, Elise.
Okay.
And I am from West Palm Beach, Florida, but I currently live in Jacksonville for school.
Okay.
So where you go to school? I go to University of North Florida.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I still call West Palm Beach home. So.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's get straight into it. What motivated you to pursue music?
Let's see. Well, when I was younger, my mom really wanted to have a talk show. So one day, she took my sister and I to a studio so she could record jingles for her talk show.
Yeah.
And I just somehow ended up in the booth and started singing, and that was when I was like, hey, I actually really like this.
Oh.
So I've been singing since I was about 7 years old, and I didn't really want to pursue it as a career until very recently.
Mm-hmm.
So
what kind of, like, changed your mind?
Well, for singing or?
Yeah, so, like, I know you're in college. Are you majoring in something music related or something different?
No.
Okay.
So I am a nurse right now. I'm an LPN. And
cool.
Yeah. So I love healthcare and I love music. How are they going to mix? I don't know yet. So
yeah. Music therapy, I mean.
Well, yeah, but I'm more of a hands-on, like, bloody, gory, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I would say that the defining moment in your life that kind of pushed you to do music was you in the studio at 7 years old, you know, just singing.
So yeah.
What inspires your music? Is it your life experiences, others' experiences? What motivates you to write? And can you kind of, like, dive into your writing process? As you know, songwriters like myself who get stuck when they have to sit down and write stuff, so... Tell us about that.
Well, when it comes to writing songs, I try to, like, not force myself. Well, I don't really have a process. So, like, like how I'm talking to you right now, like, if a line just comes in my mind, I just type it so I don't forget it. So, like, my notes and my phone is just full of, like, different words and different lines or, like, inspirational quotes that come up in my mind, you know, when I'm walking down the street. And eventually they just become like a song. So, like, I write about my life or experiences that I've witnessed or the stories of some of my friends' lives. So, like, all the songs that I write now aren't necessarily always about me. Sometimes it's about, like, a character off of a show, you know?
Yeah. Can you give us an example?
Not about a TV character, but I have a friend who, not very recently, maybe like a year ago, who was telling me about her relationship. And it was a very toxic relationship, so I wrote a song about it from, like, her point of view. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, cool. So, tips for, you know, writing songs is just not to think about it and just, you know, kind of just let the ideas and words flow.
Yeah, and I think free writing really works too.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay, so who would you say are some of, like, your most biggest, like, music inspiration, not only like a, from a songwriting perspective, but like a producer perspective or like an artist perspective?
Artist wise, I absolutely love Anita Baker. Like, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how much I love Anita Baker. I discovered her when I was about 14 years old, and I sung her song Sweet Love at my talent show.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was 14 years old. And I have been obsessed with her ever since. Like, I just love her so much. And then you have your greats. You know, I love, like, Rihanna and Beyonce, Mariah Carey. Yeah, but Anita Baker is my number one, like, go-to. I can listen to any of her songs at any mood, any point of day. Like, it doesn't matter.
So I would say Anita Baker's songs are like your karaoke go-to songs?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Has there been, like, a recent defining moment in your music career lately?
Okay, well, I very recently, like, decided to pursue music as a career professionally, like, not even a year ago. Music was something that I was doing as a hobby, as an escape, but it wasn't something that, I mean, like, I know I loved it, but it wasn't like, okay, I'm gonna make a career out of this, you know. Not until very recently, so I haven't had any defining moments just yet, but keep you updated.
Keep consistency.
Exactly.
So what would be, like, your ultimate dream to do with music?
Honestly, honestly, any point, anywhere that music needs me, whether it's writing or producing or singing, like, I want to do it all. I would love to eventually become a household name, but that takes time. I'm just taking it day by day at this point.
As in terms of, like, taking things, like, day by day, have you set any, like, short-term goals or, like, long-term goals within the next, like, I don't know, 5 years that you want to, like, accomplish?
Yeah, well, short-term, very short-term, I would like to have my EP out by the end of the summer. So, like, by the end of July, beginning of August, I want to have my EP out because I've been working on it for a very long time. And long-term, as I said before, like, I want to be a household name. I want to also dive into acting, too.
Okay, Tish. Okay, how would you describe your sound?
My sound? I think my sound right now is R&B with a splash of pop.
Okay.
little sprinkle of pop. I'm mostly R&B. I'm more into the chill, smooth, you know, storytelling songs.
Okay. So why do you say, like, a splash of pop? Not too mainstream.
Because, you know, I think that just because you like a genre doesn't mean that it's your specific genre, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I love pop music, and for a while I was trying to write pop, and it's just, it's not for me. You know, like, it's not for me. So it's R&B with, like, a little razzle dazzle.
Oh, razzle dazzle. Okay. So what has been one of the most difficult things about pursuing music that you have experienced?
Recently, I have experienced really unprofessional producers.
Really?
It's unprofessional, and, like, some of that even disrespectful is just, like...
Oh!
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, so...
Do you
want to
spill some, just a little bit of tea?
I had a producer I was working with, and the thing is, for me, when I go into a studio, I know exactly how I want it to sound. I'm open to, you know, criticism. Yeah. I'm open to any feedback that you have. But to completely, like, not listen to what I want, you know, because I already know how I want it to be. When I go to the studio, like, I'm there to, like, do it in, like, 3-4 takes, and then, you know, we're going to be good.
Yeah,
and I had a lot of input, and the producer I was working with, Donna West Palm, it's like he completely just ignored it. He did what he wanted to do. And then, not even that, he put it on my flash drive, and he put the wrong edit on my flash drive. And when I asked him if he could correct it, he was like, you have to book a whole new session, and this and this and this. And I was like, this was your screw-up.
Wow.
This is your screw-up. And then he blocked my number, so
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's super unprofessional. Man, that's crazy.
Going back to him again.
Have you, like, found someone new that you're working with now?
Someone better? Yeah. Someone who I actually love working with.
That's good. That's good.
He gives great feedback, and, like, his inputs are, like, they're great, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, things that I wouldn't even think of. He's like, how about you do this right here? How about we add this little edit right here? And I'm like, oh, my God, like, you are amazing.
Oh, cool. So how do you like connect with like other artists, producers, and like just creatives in your area, and like how do you like, I don't know, initiate the creative collaboration between others?
It's social media. I don't think people understand like how social media is such a great tool. Also, I think another great thing is open mics. If you can find open mics around your area, whether it's a small city or not, there's always going to be open mic, you know, somewhere. There are always a lot of different, you know, creative artists out there who are willing to work with you or, you know, who want to collab with you. So I use social media a lot. There's always, like, I'm like, hey, I'm in Jacksonville. Yeah. Notice that you are too. So,
yeah.
That's what I suggest.
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, social media, like, in general, gets a bad rap. But, like, especially for independent artists nowadays, like, it's, like, a tool that will, like, skyrocket your career. And I think that...
Yeah.
A lot of independent artists should take advantage of it instead of, you know, because there are a lot of artists who are like, you know, I just don't want to be on social media. That's not my thing. I just want to be discovered, you know.
But the thing is, to be discovered, you have to use social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you put a YouTube video out, you have to promote it on some type of social media because, going to people face-to-face, that works one way too, but you won't really get the exposure that you want until it's out there on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, you never know who's watching, you never know who's listening, or, you know, who's scrolling down the timeline, you just happen to just, you know, see your video or see your post about a song you just released. So, I say utilize it.
Okay. Wise words. Okay, so you think, like, with the music industry, because the music industry, how it was, like, 50 years ago is not the same how it is now. And do you think that the music industry's, like, evolution is helping or hindering independent artists?
I really want to say both. See, I feel like a lot of people now are going more towards the independent route.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
I say that because a lot of, I think of like TLC.
Mm-hmm.
TLC, when they were big, and they had this, I forgot like what interview it was, but they had this press conference. I won't say press conference. Don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, you know, like you guys are like selling albums worldwide and you're going on these tours and like, you know, and they're like, yeah, but we're broke.
I can insert the audio right here.
We are the biggest selling female group ever. 10 million albums worldwide. We have worked very hard. We have been in this business for 5 years.
5 years.
And we are broke as broke can be. And we're not, like, trying to be a sad story. If that was the case, we would have been on everybody's talk show talking about how broke we are. We haven't done that. I know it's hard to believe because we've sold so many albums, but it is possible. That's the deal here, so.
Yeah, you have to read your contracts. A lot of times people don't realize that these major labels that people want to be signed to so badly, they take a huge majority of your check.
Yeah.
You know? Like, say you make $1 million. They take 50% of that already. Mm-hmm. And then the other 50% that you have to split between like 40 different people.
Yeah, because you're paying for like travel.
Yeah.
And like expensive, all like those, live equipment, all that stuff.
Yeah. So I think, I think it's both. I think it's both because the music industry right now, well, one is not what it used to be. I feel like in some way, with major labels, they kind of signed anybody, but not anybody. And it's like, I feel like music isn't what it used to be either. I feel like it's a lot of mumbling and it's about a lot of the same things, like music or going out or money or, you know, girls dancing on you, you know, or like, you know, violence. And it's like, it's not what it used to be. People don't tell stories anymore how they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back the 1990s, the
1980s. Can I ask you how old you are?
Oh, I'm 21. I turned 21 in March.
Okay, so you're an old fool.
I'm not an old soul.
You're like, I love Anita Baker.
I love Anita Baker.
I'm catching that vibe.
They were like some of the best times of music, if we want to be honest.
Totally.
I feel like after 2010,
yeah,
is when stuff kind of just changed and it kind of went left a little bit. So I like people like her, Caesar, you know, Georgia, Georgia Smith, who are kind of like slowly bringing it back. Like we're not quite there yet, but we're bringing it back slowly.
Yeah.
Or like real rappers, you know.
Who would you consider a real rapper?
What
are your top? Who are your top three?
My top three favorite rappers. J. Cole.
J. Cole, okay.
I absolutely love J. Cole. Tupac.
Tupac, okay.
And let me see another one. Probably Kendrick. Had to be Kendrick.
Kendrick, yes.
Yeah,
Kendrick.
My top three.
So would you want to collaborate with any one of them in the future? Possibly?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Honestly,
I would love to, especially J. Cole, because goodness.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, like, your vibe so far, I feel like I could see you, like, being a part of, like, the Dream Deal, like, team. Because, like, Ari Lennox has that, like, old school, like, R&B, like, too. And
I'm crying. And I love Ari Lennox. Have you heard her music? Like, she... Have you heard her voice?
So, her voice... Okay, so her voice is so unique that I wasn't used to it, and so it had to grow on me especially. But I was watching something on Twitter. It was one of her performances. I think it was at the Blue Note Cafe, and the one song where it has the saxophone in it, and she's singing along with it, and she's wearing all white, and I was wow, she's really a goddess.
She really is. That's why I love people like that. Like people, like Georgia Smith's voice, or Sabrina Claudio. I think I'm laughing correctly. Like I just love that unique little raspy, slow.
Yeah.
Like it makes you kind of want to fall asleep to it, you know?
Yeah, in a way. And also another trend I'm hearing in new school R&B is the very whispery, you know, indie. Okay, how do you actually feel about that? Because I feel a few ways about that. I feel it works sometimes, but then it also gets repetitive because you also hear it in indie, pop, and you know, I don't know. I don't know. How do you feel
I think it works depending on the song. I think when they put it in every song, if you have a 9-track album and it's in every song, it's all right.
Yeah.
all right, relax.
Yeah.
But it also depends on the voice and how you're doing it, which tone you're using. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So what have you been listening to lately? What are your top five go-to songs?
Girl, let me tell you. Okay. there is this artist that my best friend just referred me to. I really want to say his name. To say his name correctly, I don't want to butcher it.
Okay.
And he is a hip-hop artist, but He incorporates jazz, scat. His name is...
Wait, is this Anderson .Paak?
No.
Oh, okay. I got excited for a second.
No. It's Masego and Nadesson. I don't know how to... I know it's Masego. And I don't know
Masego.
What
the one
is. Yeah.
Is it two guys?
Yeah. He has an EP called The Pink Polo, and he has a song called Girls That Dance, and it's it has changed the way I listen to music.
Okay.
Like,
how does
so
it
creative.
Change the way you listen?
Okay. Have you ever, met her? You probably have, but that's still her name.
What is it, Masego?
Yes, Masejo. And it's Masego and Masadden. But, he raps and, he, scats. He sings a little bit and he incorporates jazz in his hip-hop. And it's what?
okay.
How did you even, come up with, something as creative as that? What? So I've been listening to him a lot. I've been listening to, there is an artist named Tenariel. And I found her on Twitter. And her music just puts me, I don't know, it feels like my soul is just, at peace.
wow.
I love her music. There's an artist called Rennie that I really love. Let's see, Pink Sweats is really good. The Vision, Lucky Day. just a lot of R&B, just a lot of vibes where it's wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm listening to right now.
Another thing that really interests me, with different artists,
especially R&B artists, is what they like to go by. And so, like, names like Masego, or, like, what did you say, Lucky Day, Pink Sweats. So how did you pick your artist name? And why did you choose to go by an artist name?
See, the thing is, my artist name is my actual name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my first name is Steffi. Okay. And a lot of people think it's, like, Stephanie, but it's not.
Yeah.
And I think, like, there's no other Steffi out there. Yeah. At least, like, not like that, you know, so. Because I was going to go by my middle name, which is Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really feeling it. So I was like, Steffi is, I feel like it's more unique.
Yeah.
There's not be like maybe like six Steffis out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now I think about it, I wish I would have like had like a little alias.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too late. You can go by like multiple names.
Maybe.
Like, you know, Beyonce and then Sasha Fierce, you know?
But that's an alter ego.
Yeah. I mean, you can
have
one.
I don't have an alter ego yet.
Oh, okay. Yet.
He's probably buried inside somewhere.
Yeah, totally. Have you gone to any concerts recently or planned to?
Recently, no, but I really want to go to a Jonas Brothers concert. I'm
really?
A kid. I get it. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a child. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I went to a Horzer concert, and, oh, he was amazing.
Really?
Yes. Like, he sounds, like, dare I say it, like, even better live. I got,
really?
That's, like, how. He sounds great, like, through the record, but, like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, he has such a heavenly voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I'm jealous of him.
Yeah. So I'm hearing another dream collaboration.
Hopefully, look. Anybody who wants to come my way, let me know.
Social media. What has been, like, a recent show you've played, or, I don't know, have you... I know you said you're about to release your EP in July. Mm-hmm. Are you planning on doing any promotion for that? Are you just putting out there seeing what happens?
I do. But before I promote it, I really want to finish this last couple of songs on
okay.
it. But I did, I do like a lot of open mics in Jacksonville.
Okay.
There's a place called The Creative Veins in downtown
okay.
Jack that I go to almost every Wednesday.
Okay.
It's a different crowd and I get like a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
And see how they interact with my music, just to see, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a little taste.
Okay. So for this EP, do you have a name?
I have a name, but it might change. So I don't want to
okay.
say it. It might change.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you can spill too much about it, but can you give us your top three tracks, inspiration behind them, and why?
Oh, okay. I can give you two, not three. I can give you two.
Okay.
One. one is about, you know, how everybody makes mistakes and everybody has like a bad period, you know,
mm-hmm.
or a dark moment. And a lot of times there are people out there who don't let you forget your mistakes, you know,
mm-hmm.
like no matter how good you do or how much good you do. They always
yeah.
find a way to somehow bring up your past mistakes. And it's like, okay, come on. Like, I get it. I moved on from it. You know, I forgave myself about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I apologize. And so one is about, you know, redemption.
Okay.
And the other is about a boy. I know. Okay.
No. I eat that up.
It's about a boy who I met.
Okay.
And anyway. We met at
I want
work.
The tea.
I don't want to say too much about it because he might listen to this.
Okay.
You
gotcha,
even know
gotcha.
It's about him. But,
okay.
And we're very good friends and we're, you know, we hang out and stuff like that. But, it's kind of about confusing love and lust.
Mm.
So, yeah. There is a line that a lot of people don't see between love
mm-hmm.
and lust. So that's what it's about.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, just a little snippet, just a little taste of what to expect.
Okay. And then, so do you also plan on performing some of those songs at the open mic, or do you plan on,
Absolutely.
Like, having, like, a little, like, showcase?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about doing a showcase, but I have to see, because it wouldn't be in Jacksonville, it would probably be in West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where my family, well, most of my family is. So.
Yeah.
But it is an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you also plan on, like, shooting some visuals for them, too?
I do.
Do you have any visuals out?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But before in the summer, I'm going to have like at least two or three.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I only put two songs out right now. So I only have the two songs out. But I want to wait until I have more.
Yeah.
And it's released like a movie, but like a collective, maybe like three or four visuals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. So can you take, I don't know if I kind of asked this question, like, kind of with the songwriting thing, but can you kind of take us through like your creative process? Are there like designated hours when you create only? Because I'm in Tisch, and so like I've met a whole bunch of like different like creatives, and I know we ended up FaceTiming with some songwriter, and it was during his like creative hour, but like he spared us some time. And I know personally I'm a night owl, so like I like to do all
so
like you know. I go in my bathroom and turn on my laptop and just, like, start recording songs and stuff at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And, like, even my family, they're, like, when I'm in the bathroom, whatever, they're, like, oh, you're recording? I said, no, my studio hours are from 1 a.m. to 3. So,
oh,
like, it's like a running joke. But so, like, do you have any, like, designated creative times? Do you do anything to get ready? Do you say a prayer? Do you, like, light some candles? Like, how do you get in the mood?
I do like candles, but the thing is, literally, I can write anywhere at any given time. Like, there's been times I've worked a night shift, like I work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., and there's been times where at 2 a.m., I've written, like a whole, like, two songs.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I'll be in the shower, and, like, I'll just, like, because I like to, like, just like how I free write, I free sing, too. So I'll just, like, I have a melody in my head, and I'll just sing random words to it. And I'll have it stuck in my head. And I will, like, I kid you not, I will run out the shower. And I will, like, write it down before I forget it. I don't have any type of, like, time. I just, it comes and goes. Like, it comes randomly, and it goes randomly. I could have, a whole writing spree for a week straight, and then be stuck for a couple months. Like, nothing clicks, nothing makes sense. Or, you know, it'll just flow like a river.
Yeah. Like, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I'll just sit there, and then, like, I'll start writing, and then it'll sound like something I already know. Like, well, I'll just delete all of this. So, I mean, like, that's really a gift, because not a lot of people can do that. And that's kudos to you.
I try.
I feel like female musicians have higher standards than male musicians. Like rappers and stuff, because like any male can like, you know, have like a nice beat and make some mumbly words, but like the girl has to, you know, sing on perfect pitch, she has to wear heels, she has to do this, this and that, she has to look a certain size. And that's why like women like Lizzo and like Jennifer Hudson and like just people who don't fit that norm are like out in the spotlight, and like we're all loving it because like we don't get to see it often. And you know, I feel like now like this new music industry, like since everything is so accessible, like anyone can do it and anyone can like rise to fame.
That kind of annoys me, but you know.
Yeah. Because like there's a lot of good stuff, but there's a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
but we're not going to talk about that.
I feel like also being a musician also gets a bad rep. And let's talk about that. Because, okay, what were people's reactions around you when you said that you wanted to become a musician? Like, were they supportive? Were they not?
Lord.
And then, like, why do you think musicians get a bad rap? Even people, like, majoring in music, people say, like, you know, oh, you know, there's no money in this. There's no money in that. Like, you know, it's not safe, whatever. But people who don't work in the music industry or don't know anything about the music industry don't know that there is so much stuff to do. Like, you don't have to be an artist, like, in general. Like, there's just so much stuff to do. Yeah, you can. There's so many things that you can do in the music industry, and people are just still so one-sided, and, like, being an artist just gets a bad rap. So let's go into detail about, you know, how people reacted to your decision, and why do you think it is that artists get a bad rap?
Well, usually the thing is, when I was younger, like I told you before, when I started singing at 7, my mom, who was, like, my biggest fan, I adore her. She would take me to auditions. She would take me to the studio. She would, like, let me sing my little heart out, you know, at midnight. And my dad wasn't too much of a he wasn't that big of a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that big of a fan of it. I then found healthcare, which, I absolutely love healthcare. But it's not what I only love, you know. I have more than one, you know, thing that I'm passionate about. Yeah. So I was really nervous about telling my friends and my family about me wanting to become a musician, like, full-time, because of the fact that everybody knew me as, you know, okay, yeah, Steffi sings, but she doesn't want to be a singer, you know?
Yeah.
She wants to be a doctor. She wants to, you know, be a PA. She wants to be a nurse, you know? But nobody knew Steffi as a singer. So when I released my music April 5th, I didn't send the link to, like, any of my friends. It was just like, my mom had it, my sister had it, and that was, that was really it. Because I was nervous about how everybody would, you know, react to it. Like, you know how people are. Oh, she's singing now.
Yeah.
Oh, now she's a musician.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, when they all heard it, I got nothing but good love and support and good energy from it. But I think that it's sad that people can't want to do music without it being a bad thing. Because my dad, he's really nervous about safety wise.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of producers out there who will only let you, not producers, there are a lot of people in industry, especially with women, who will only sign you or, you know, let you, like, get studio time or stage time if you do something, you know, with them or for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sexually wise, you know?
Yeah.
So, which I think, again, it's such a male dominated industry. And it's not fair, you know? There are a lot of talented women and young ladies out there who can only get a rise if they get a rise out of you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fair. Like, you're taking advantage of these women and you're taking advantage of these people who actually have, you know, stories to tell through the music, you know?
Yeah.
Stories that help people through depression or stories that help them through heartbreak or their parents' divorce or graduating, getting a new job, having a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking the chance for someone to change someone's life because they won't please you in a way that you won't be pleased. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But people like Lizzo, I think because, like, our generation is, like, it's more of a open-minded generation.
Yeah, very accepting, you know.
Which is why I love people like Lizzo, you know, who's, like, her music is all about body positivity. And she can dance, and she can sing, and she plays the flute. Like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like I went off track. I forgot the question.
Oh, you're good. Why do you think being an artist gets a bad rep? And
because of the money thing. A lot of times people think that, okay, because, I mean, it takes time to build a fan base. It takes time to, you know, be able to get the grand stage or, you know, it takes time to be a headliner and not an opener, you know what I mean? So I think people see that as, okay, well, dang, it's going to take me 5 years to get to where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And those 5 years... Studio time, it costs a lot of money, especially if you're an independent artist where everything is mostly coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a good studio, like good production, is about $60 an hour. Now, if you want to record, like, a whole 12-track album, that costs a lot of money. Producing the visuals, that costs a lot of money. I think people see that as more of, I'm putting out more than what I'm taking in. And it's an industry where it's like, you kind of have to know somebody just to get a foot ahead.
Yeah. I every time someone asks me, because, like, I'm a music major, so every time someone asks me, oh, what do you want to do in it, this and that, like, I tell them, like, certain stuff, but I'm like, you know, don't tell me, like, oh, it's going to be hard, this isn't this. Because I feel like whatever you do, like, whatever you put your, like, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a veterinarian, if you want to do whatever, it's like, everything is a risk. Like, there's no set path to do one thing, and your success can look different for everybody. And there's no, like, if you're taking a risk with whatever you do. Like,
exactly.
And I feel like once people start, you know, wrapping their heads around that, and not just music being that big of a risk, like, being a doctor is that big of a risk. Like, you spend 10 years in school, and so it's like, just like a risk with everything. But I would say, like, you know, to people, just honestly really do what you love, because in the end, that's all that matters. You know, when global warming takes us off this earth, and, you know, how would you want to feel that you spent however many years, like, you had on this earth, like, doing something that you loved or doing something that you really didn't like?
Exactly.
So, that's how I think about it.
That's like, do what you want to do, because at the end of the day, it's your life, it's your profession, it's your love.
So what's some advice you would give a young Steffi pursuing music?
I would tell young Steffi to
be careful of who she trusts. Not everything that glitters is gold, you know.
Mm.
A lot of people are looking for a payout, and that's the thing about a lot of people. They purposely look for independent artists because independent artists, you're kind of, you know, you're desperate for this, you know, you're desperate for a chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people see that and they prey on it and they're looking for a payout. So like you'll pay them like hundreds of dollars to help promote your music or to like, and they'll promise you like, you know, meeting with a label or label representatives, and they'll just take your money and you'll never hear from them again. And that happens sadly to a lot of people. So I'll tell young Steffi to just be careful of who you trust.
Do you think young Steffi will be proud of present Steffi now?
Well, I hope.
That she's finally, you know, pursuing her music career.
I think she'd be proud of, like, the confidence that I gained over the past couple of years.
Oh. Is there anything in particular you want to talk about? Anything you want to rant about in the music industry?
In the music industry? I would just like for people to know that if a female artist decides to wear a dress, that's okay. If she decides to wear, you know, a bra and panties, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like her music and what she decides to wear doesn't have anything to do with why she is, you know, in the position that she is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people look at some artists and it's like, well, dang, you know, why does she have to have, you know, why does she have to be half naked on stage? It's like, well, some people are just really comfortable with their bodies. Now, if you want to wear a dress, you know, from like neck to toe, that's fine. If you want to be half naked, that's fine. If you want to do a little, you know, just a little belly action, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, let female artists be, you know, because nobody talks about how these male rappers, you know, go on stage with no shirt, you know, pants are sagging on stage, and like, it's okay because that's expected of them. I think it's nice to hold people to a high standard, but it's like, can I live?
Yeah. It's in the wise words of Jay-Z, can I?
Exactly. Like if I want to be in a music video and I want to be in nothing but a, you know, like a blanket, like let me do that.
Yeah.
Let me do that. That's all I have to rant about.
Okay. What are some tips you would have for building confidence in like
building
their music and like their like singing voice or their writing capabilities or like, I don't know, their performance? Because I know there's a ton of artists out there who have stuff, but they're afraid to release it. They're afraid of what people will think. What would you say to those people who are struggling with that internal battle?
Well, I'm a little bold now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bold now. I say, just do it. Just release it. Because once it's out there, it's out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you struggle more with it, like the more you keep it to yourself.
Mm.
You know, because then it's like, okay, like, say you have a song or whether it's, you know, it's like an actual song or poetry or a book or, you know, something that you've written. I say, like, the longer that you keep it to yourself, the more you're going to keep pushing the date back. I'll put out tomorrow. Okay, no, and tomorrow comes. Okay, well, how about next week? Next week comes. Okay, next month. And then next thing you know, it's been like a year and it's still in your possession. I feel like if you just let it out to the world, like, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is people won't like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you the good outweighs the bad.
Yeah.
And it may not always seem like that, but the good does outweigh the bad. And you never know, there's somebody out there who will be able to relate to whatever you've written, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody who will be like, dang, like, I feel like this person was talking to me, you know, when she wrote this song or when he wrote this poem or when, you know, he wrote this article. I feel like this was, like, specifically written for me, for what I'm going through, and now I know how to, you know, handle it. So I say just do it.
Okay. Like Nike, just do it.
Yeah, because the only thing, like I think fear is one of the worst things that is one of the worst emotions that we have.
Mm.
But once you let that fear go, it's like you're unstoppable. And you can still be afraid while you're doing it, but the thing is you don't want to, like, look back and be like, dang, I wish I would have done it. You know, or like, what if I would have did this?
Yeah.
That what if question that you ask yourself is going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, just do it. Be bold. Be loud and proud. Tell your story how you want to tell it.
Yes.
Because people are going to hate on whatever you have to do, you know, regardless. People are going to hate on you for being too nice or being too good or, you know, oh, you can't sing or you can't write or, you know, you can't dance, you can't act. And it's like, okay, well,
some people are paid just to go and, like, criticize you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there could be nothing wrong with you, but, like, they'll just find, oh, her hair was out of place. Oh, she had a wardrobe malfunction, or, you know,
yeah,
her voice cracked at this one point. Like, people are going to find something to hate on regardless. So if you could accept that before releasing it, then, you know, just do it.
All right, Steffi, I just want to thank you so much for being my first interviewee. I was so scared and so nervous, but you made everything, like, just relaxing. I was scared because, you know, the audio was messing up, whatever, but I just want to thank you so
much.
Thank you so much for being a part of this project. I'm so excited.
Thank you for
I can't wait to, you know, send this out. I can't wait to listen to your EP. Like, I'm just so excited. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. So let the people know where you at and, you know, what radio station they should be listening to.
WJMS Radio. The only radio station you should be listening to. Hey, it's Steffi from West Palm Beach, Florida. You can find my music on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Tidal, and I have an EP coming out at the end of July.
Everyone go check it out.
Hey, it's Steffi, and you're listening to my new song, Underestimate, on WJMS Radio.
Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need me. Don't act like you don't want me when I know you crave me. I could be your starlight, baby. I can be your all night, yeah. I could be your sunrise, baby. Just promise that you'll do right, yeah. But slowly, and just connect our bodies. I could be your moonlight, baby. Go ahead and hold tight, yeah. Until I give the stoplight, baby. We can do it all night, yeah. But don't
hey, this is Steffi, and you're about to listen to my new single, Love This Love, on WJMS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
never come between what's true and nobody,
nobody,
nobody will ever stop me from loving you and nobody,
nobody,
nobody will ever love you the way that I do.
Thanks for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.